Lord, take the poverty of my speaking and of our listening, and transform them by the riches of your grace, that we might live and work for your praise and your glory. Amen. Today is the festival of the presentation of Christ in the temple, also known as Candlemas. We remember Jesus being taken by Mary and Joseph into the temple in order to fulfill the requirements of the Jewish law after the birth of their son. In the Christian calendar, this festival day marks the end of the Christmas and Epiphany season, and we move away from Christmas and set our minds towards Lent and Easter. This is summed up in Simeon's bittersweet words, that Jesus is God's salvation, a light to the Gentiles and the glory of Israel, but yet a sword would pierce Mary's heart. This is the first real hint of the connection between glory and suffering for Jesus. So what is the significance of this bittersweet festival for us? Well, often in church we talk a lot about children and young people and their place in the life of the church and in the community. And in the gospel story, the very young Jesus is indeed the central focal point, but only a very passive one. Also central, but much more active, are two much older people, Simeon and Anna. This story, I believe, has something to say about growing old as a Christian person and the importance of older people within the community of faith. Psychologists often talk about old age as a time when people look back and try to make sense of their lives, finding meaning and putting the pieces together into some kind of whole. No doubt this process has much human and psychological importance. But what if memories begin to predominate over hope, the past dominating the present and the future? The figures of Simeon and Anna have something to say to us. Within the story of Jesus' presentation in the temple, there are two testimonies concerning who this child really is. The first is offered by Simeon. The Holy Spirit leads him to the temple at the very hour when Jesus is being presented. The scene is quite a moving one. An old man, now ready to die, holding a six-week-old baby who is at long last the child who will bring God's reign of joy and peace. Simeon's witness to the significance of the child Jesus is confirmed by Anna, a prophetess also of advanced years. She lives in the temple area continually in prayer and fasting, and like Simeon, comes to the exact scene where Jesus is being presented. She thanks God and witnesses about the child to all who have kept their hope alive for God's salvation. In many ways, these two aged saints are Israel in miniature and Israel at its best. They are exemplary people of faith, devout, obedient, constant in prayer, led by the Holy Spirit, at home in God's house, and longing and hoping for the fulfillment of God's promises to Israel. In many ways, they offer to us a pattern and a model of what it means to be an older person of faith today. They have not become dominated simply by their own memories. They continue to look forward and to look hopefully for signs of God's saving presence in the world. They don't simply look inwards, but continue to look outwards. They haven't given up on the possibility that their God might still be ready to reveal himself in new and wonderful ways. As people, they have remained open and have not become closed in. It is they, after all, who see God at work in the world, particularly in the person of the child Jesus. The prayer, openness, and faithfulness of Simeon and Anna were honored by God, who gave them an insight into his ways and into his presence. Today, God will still honor our hopes and dreams for the future if we have the insight to see our faith tradition not as something that simply turns us in on ourselves, but as something that will point outwards to God's new, surprising, and ongoing activity in our world. In an excerpt from a book by Jean Vanier called Community and Growth, Vanier writes, "Old age is the most precious time of life, the one nearest eternity. There are two ways of growing old. There are old people who are anxious and bitter, living in the past and illusion, who criticize everything that goes on around them. They are shut away in their sadness and loneliness, shriveled up in themselves. But there are old people with a child's heart, who have used their freedom from previous roles and responsibilities to find a new youth. They have the wonder of a child, but the wisdom of maturity as well. They have integrated their years of activity and so can live without being attached to power. Their freedom of heart and their acceptance of their limitations and weakness makes them people whose radiance illuminates the whole community. They are gentle and merciful, symbols of compassion and forgiveness. They become a community's hidden treasures, sources of unity and life. They are true contemplatives at the heart of community. Such people are the heirs of Simeon and Anna."